How you doing again, everybody? I'm Chuck Freeman. Great to have in studio my good friend Marla McKenna. The reason why she's here, she's going to be talking about her new book. She's appearing all over the state. She's going to be at the Brewers On Deck. The name of the book, Mom's Big Catch. Marla, great to have you in the studio.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for having me on today.
Mom's Big Catch. You got another book coming out, too. But you're originally from Wausau. What inspired you to write this book? It's a children's book. And I'll be honest, I haven't read it yet, but I've saw a lot of the details. I'm not going to tell you, I think I know what the ending's about, but we're not going to get into that. But what inspired you to write this book?
So Mom's Big Catch is inspired by an actual event that took place at Miller Park with the Brewers. And it was just something crazy that happened. It was a fun day, family day at the ballpark, and something surprising happened. And I kind of just thought it would be fun to write a children's book, but you know, you need that unique idea because there's so many kids' books out there. And this has a crazy ending, a fun story, and so I just decided to write about it.
Okay, so it takes part at Miller Park.
It does, yes.
So you've never thought about writing a book before until you, this incident happened to
well,
you?
Well, I had thought about writing a book, but like I said, you need an idea. And I've always done writing in my career, marketing, graphic design. I've been a writer, but never a book.
So this book is not through your eyes, but it's through the eyes of your daughter.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's through my eyes, but actually it is through my daughter, Ashley. You know, she's always been a baseball fan. Well, both my daughters, Julie and Ashley, you know, we're all baseball fans. And I wrote it through her, from her perspective.
Okay.
You know, from at the time she was 7 years old. And, you know, what she, the smells and tastes of a ballpark and her excitement of going to a game and wanting to catch a ball.
The funny thing about kids, taking the kids to the ball game, like my 12-year-old daughter, she could care less if the Brewers have ever won a game. It's the thing about kids, you know, you say, hey, you want to go to the Brewer game today? They're all in. What do you think it is about baseball that kids, they're, you know, most kids, it seems like, you want to take them to Miller Park, they could care less about the game. It's everything else.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you look at Miller Park, and it's a great stadium, and it's just, you know, the fun of going there and and I mean, sure, you want to watch the game, but, you know, they're excited about the players. They're excited about the cotton candy and the popcorn, which is what I describe in the book, and which a lot of kids like that part of the book because, you know, it does, you can visualize, you know, being there. And, you know, one, I go to schools and I meet with the kids and I do author visits to schools across the country. And one little kindergartner shouted out after he read the book, "I'm so hungry," because we describe in the book, you know, the popcorn and how it tastes. And so it's just, it's a lot of fun. And I think that's the excitement of going to a game too. And everybody wants to catch a ball. I mean, you ask a child to someone older, that's everyone's dream is to catch a ball. And how many people does it really happen to?
Yep. Mom's Big Catch. We won't tell you about the ending, but tell me about some of the guts of it. I mean, the Jeff Jenkins, I think, is involved in this.
Well, Jeff Jenkins is the brewer who actually inspired it. It's because of something he did that made this book even possible.
When it was the final game of the season in 2007?
Yes.
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 So you and your family just decided to go to the game?
Yeah, we had tickets to the game.
Okay.
It was actually my birthday.
Okay.
And so we went to the game and just having a good time. And this like I said, without giving the ending away, something fun happened.
So what happened? So this incident happens. Was it a couple weeks later? Just thinking, about, well, you know what? I don't want to write about that incident.
No, actually, it was a couple years later. I mean, like I said, I've always thought of writing a book. And then I just, one night, I could not sleep. This idea had been going through my mind. So I literally got up in the middle of the night and I wrote the story.
Okay. Name of the book, Mom's Big Catch. Why should people read this book? Give me something where our listeners out there are looking, you know, because this is about the Brewers. This could be about any baseball team, but this is written about our team here.
It is. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, when I get a lot of feedback that the kids just really like it because it's a heartwarming story. It's exciting. It's heartwarming. And every child can relate to it, wanting to catch a ball and going to a game. And it's even more exciting because it is our team. It's the Brewers. And I think that's what makes kids want to relate to it.
How do people pick up a copy?
Mom's Big Catch is available anywhere nationwide, but they can also go to my website, which is marlamckenna.com.
Okay.
And that's where they can get it. And they can put a little note in there if they want the book signed to someone.
Okay, is it extra?
No.
You'll sign it free.
No,
sign it free. Because some famous people, they charge autographs.
No.
Okay. But you make a lot of appearances. I see you on TV stations. I see you on other radio stations. I see you in newspaper articles. How do people get a hold of you if they want you to come to their event, maybe their school? Marley, you're always on tour.
They can just call me. Okay. Call me, email me. All the information is on my website. Okay. So Marla at MarlaMcKenna.com is how people can get a hold of me. Mm-hmm.
Marla McKenna, and the spelling of that last, Marla's M-A-R-L-A, yeah. McKenna?
M-C-K-E-N-N-A.
Okay, do they got to put the K is capitalized, right? It's M-C, capital K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marla McKenna in studio with us, Mom's Big Catch. You know, this is so fascinating because you got the backing of some pretty popular people, including Rick Springfield. Yeah, that Rick Springfield, who's Roxon Station. I think he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And especially if you're in your 40s, the guy transcends all age. I see pictures on your website. I see pictures on Facebook with you, with Rick Springfield. How did you get to know that guy?
So I've been a Rick Springfield fan forever.
Yeah.
And I've had the opportunity to meet him several times. His wife is from the Beloit area, actually.
Really?
And he comes here, you know how much. He comes here all the time to Milwaukee Summerfest and Potawatomi. And he's very approachable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his fans are very appreciative of his, you know, approachability and his openness. And you can always talk to him. So I've really met him several times.
Okay.
And it was when his first book, Late at Night, came out, I was at one of his book signings. Mm-hmm. And I started talking to him, and I told him about my book and how I wanted to donate partial proceeds to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation.
Okay.
Now, that's the Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Yep.
And she has devoted her life to saving, rescuing dogs. And that's just the passion that I have too. I'm a big dog lover.
Okay.
And I know that Rick is very supportive of that foundation as well. So I just asked him.
He's had albums with covers.
Oh,
of his
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and so I just asked him, I said, you know, would you consider matching my donation? And he said, absolutely. Without hesitation.
Were you afraid to ask
No,
him?
I wasn't. Okay. You know, he's just very easy to talk to.
Okay.
He's very easy to talk to.
But by at this point, though, you developed a rapport with him.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Where I mean, of course, he was still, you know, at that time, you know, that's Rick Springfield. But it was just easy to ask him. You know, I felt like it just was the right thing to do. And he was so supportive. And he's been supportive. That was about 4 years ago already.
Okay.
Before he even knew what Mom's Big Catch was about, before he even knew, you know, where this book would go and where my journey would take me. I mean, my life has changed because of this book.
Well, how's that?
And so, well, obviously getting to work with Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
But it's changed because, number one, I didn't ever plan on writing a book. Mm-hmm. And then this opportunity has literally dropped in my lap. And then, so I write the story thinking, okay, well, and I should go back to just trying to get the book published. It took me over 2 years to get it published. And I think, you know, everybody, and I get asked questions, well, how do you get a book published? Mm-hmm. How do you publish a book? And there really are no magic answers. I mean, I researched online, I researched publishing companies only to be rejected over and over and over again. And that's always my message to the kids when I go to schools too, is, you know, don't give up, follow your dreams. You can do whatever you want to do. Don't let anyone tell you you can't.
Yeah.
Because if I would have given up, you know, I'll ask the kids, you know, would I be here with you today? Would Mom's Big Catch be a book? And so I didn't give up. And finally, I found a publisher. And so I have a book published. Okay. Well, now what? You know? So then I worked with I hired a baseball publicist. And he connected me to a lot of baseball teams because the book can be customized to fit baseball teams.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's 6 versions in print right now. And the Miller Park, what looks like Miller Park, is the one that's, you know, coming up more now, which Alex talk about. But he connected me. I go to the baseball winter meetings every December, and that's a lot of fun.
Sure. You were there in December?
Yes. Yeah, in San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah, I sat with the Zinger Bat Company. They're out of Arizona.
That's right. I saw some of the pictures of some of the Hall of Famers that you've had pictures with.
Yes. I go out to spring training and sit with Fergie Jenkins.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
With the Cubs.
Former Cub, yeah.
Yeah, and he's very supportive of the book as well. And then I started going to, so I work with baseball teams, and we can have a Mom's Big Catch Day at their stadium where kids come in and they get a copy of Mom's Big Catch. And I've worked with minor league teams, the logo's on the book, the stadium, the mascot, you know, their jerseys. Everything can be customized in Mom's Big Catch.
So this thing is blowing up bigger than you thought it was going to.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Okay. It's really fun.
Now, you're going to be at the Brewers On Deck coming up here in a couple of Sundays. Tell us about that.
I am. And that, I am, that's a dream come true to work with my team, with the Brewers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been a Brewer fan ever since I was a little girl.
Growing up in Wausau.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as long as I've been a Rick Springfield fan. So it's just kind of crazy for me. But yeah, Brewers On Deck, I'm so excited. I'm so grateful to Rick Schlesinger and Tyler Barnes for inviting me to host a big community book drive.
Okay.
At the Brewers On Deck Fan Fest, which is January 25th mm-hmm. at the Wisconsin Center. And so kids or fans can bring in new or gently used books.
Okay.
And in turn, they will get a copy of Mom's Big Catch.
Wow.
And the, you know, the original Mom's Big Catch obviously has the Brewer colors in because it was inspired by Miller Park. If you look at it, mm-hmm. you can see it looks like Miller Park. You can see the colors. But this new version looks even more specific to Miller Park. And you definitely know that that stadium resembles Miller Park. So I'm really excited to be invited. I'm excited to host this book drive. The collected books will benefit Next Door, mm-hmm. Books for Kids programs, and a lot of Milwaukee children. So, and I really want to thank, you know, the Milwaukee Police Department.
Okay.
They helped me get the idea across, and Police Officer Melissa Jones. And also my sponsors who are supporting this and who believed in the project. And they are Milwaukee area businesses.
Okay.
And they are M Group Holdings, Inc. And they have divisions. They have M Red, M Tech, M Source. And then they've recently launched Embrace, which is their charitable arm of the company.
Okay.
So this fits perfectly into their plan. And then Wellspring Personal Financial Services and Fred Barrington.
So are you going to be there for the entire Fan Fest?
I will be there all day.
A week from today, on a Sunday.
On a Sunday,
a week
yes.
from today, yes. There won't be any Packer game. They'll be playing the Super Bowl the following week. So, yeah, that's of course, Fan Fest is always terrific. And you're going to be there and you'll be signing copies too, I
Absolutely.
Assume.
Mm-hmm.
And people
it's really exciting. I'm so excited about this.
Okay. What has been the reaction in the book? What kind of response do you get from people? Do you get people emailing you and saying, boy, I'm glad I bought this for my son or my daughter
I do.
Or whatever?
I do. And that's what's part of it, what's changed my life too, is I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of letters. I mm-hmm. get kids sending me pictures.
Okay.
Parents sending me photographs, videos with their kids in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, it's truly heartwarming. It truly touches me and inspires me because it's a cute children's book that is affecting people in a really positive way.
What age group do you target on that book?
Well, when I go to schools, mm-hmm. I usually do kindergarten through fifth or sixth grade.
Okay.
So that's and it's so funny because there might be some fifth or sixth graders that think, oh, this book is kind of young for me. But then I'll hear from them, oh, I really like that book.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, how'd you
because it's the story.
How did you get the graphics in there? I mean, how does that come about?
The illustrator. I worked with an illustrator okay. through the publisher.
Okay. Marla McKenna is joining us. Mom's Big Catch is out. You got a new one coming up, too. You already written a new one coming up. Well, when is this coming out, and what's
yeah.
the story on this?
Yeah, I'm really excited about Sadie's Big Steals. This is the follow-up to Mom's Big Catch.
The sequel.
It's the sequel.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a series.
All right.
I don't have the third one going on yet, but it'll come. But okay. Sadie's Big Steal is... So of course, Mom's Big Catch, like I said, gives partial proceeds to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie is a character in the book.
Okay.
And she is the give a dog a home logo. Okay. And so she is actually my dog. And she, in the second book, of course, she is the main star in this book.
Right.
And so Sadie wants to steal the ball. Okay. Mom's Big Catch, you know, is the talk of the town. All the dogs know about the ball. They all want Sadie to steal the ball. But Sadie's got to choose. Should she do what her friends are telling her, or should she do what she thinks is right? And she ends up stealing something much more important. And that's all I'm going to say.
And you're not going to tell us.
No, because this one kind of has an anti-bullying theme, mm-hmm. an anti-dog breed discrimination theme.
Boy, the anti-bullying thing. That's,
teaching kindness.
That is a big thing today, the
it's
bullying
huge.
Thing. You know, you're going to schools and... That is a big target of people, and you see these commercials on TV, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why, you know, I really wanted to touch on that. So Sadie learns through the eyes of Julia, mm-hmm. the character in the book, of how Julia is dealing with something at school and how, you know, she needs to believe in herself and be nice to her friends and believe in her friends. And Sadie's got to choose that too, and with her dog community. And it's just kind of linked together.
Okay.
And it's a fun story.
Okay.
And so both books tell a positive message, different positive messages, but the whole theme throughout all the books is, you know, just teaching kindness and doing it through baseball,
doing it through sports. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Marla McKenna joining us right now. She's the author of two books, but she's going to be at Brewers on Deck a week from Sunday with Mom's Big Catch. By the way, is Mom a hero in this? Can you tell us that? Did she save the day at the end of the day? Or is that giving too much away?
Mom's there that the ball is caught.
How did you become a Brewer fan? Was your dad a big Brewer fan?
And I was always, you know, Paul Molitor.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah.
Mine too. Number four.
Yep. Paul Molitor.
Oh, you and I are on the same page of that, Marla.
Yes, absolutely.
I wish he was part of the Brewer organization.
Me too.
I'm a little disappointed he's with the Twins, but I'd love to see Molitor here.
Yeah, he's always been my favorite. So always going to Brewer games.
Okay, yeah. People say Molitor, Yount. You know, you and I are about the same age. Grew up with those two. I always say Molitor every day.
Yep.
Absolutely.
My favorite.
Any other appearances you're going to make if people can't make the On Deck? Anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, I'm originally from Wausau, like we said.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we've got some for Sadie's Big Steal a book signing, and I'm going to be on the Morning Blend on Monday the 19th.
Okay.
And Studio A on Thursday, I think it's the 22nd.
On Channel 6?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of... I'm very happy about all the support we're getting from the media and from local businesses for the Brewers on Deck event. And I'm hoping people remember to bring books to benefit these kids.
Yes, especially for the On Deck that's coming up a week from Sunday. Marla McKenna joining us here. Marla, just some final thoughts. Anything we didn't touch at all on this interview?
I think that the most important thing is that Mom's Big Catch and Sadie's Big Steal is all about, it's all about, you know, teaching a positive message and helping kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm always looking to team up with other sponsors for other baseball teams and continue to spread the message.
Okay.
You know, so I work with baseball teams.
Not just major league teams, minor league teams.
Minor league teams as well. Yeah, my first minor league teams were actually in West Virginia, which were pretty fun.
How did you hook them up?
At the baseball winter meetings.
Okay.
Yeah. Bluefield Blue Jays and Princeton Rays.
Okay.
And the Birmingham Barons will be my next team.
All right, we got about 20 seconds here. What's next for you? What's your next big project then?
Brewers on Deck and Sadie's Big Steal.
And
more books on the way.
And again, if people want to get a copy of Mom's Big Catch, where do they go?
MarlaMcKenna.com.
Okay, very good. Hey, have yourself a fun time Sunday. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, you too.
Marla McKenna joining us. Mom's Big Catch.